Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. You
don't get me. Welcome back, DGS and Camel X. A few minutes past 2 p.m. Happy Tuesday to you. As I've been telling you, last week for the whole team to be together, we're doing our show live Friday from the 501 Mid Rivers Mall Drive, the Hardee's, about a quarter mile off of Highway 70. We've been there the last few years. We'll be there from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. raising money for Operation Food Search. It's going to be a tough putt, not going to lie to you, to get to 700 grand. I think maybe we bit off a little more than we could chew there, but we'll bring in tens of thousands of dollars. Dan over at Bissinger's did another run of Dave's faves, the truffles that he is selling for Operation Food Search. We did another 150 boxes, already sold about 300 of them. You can get them at Galleria Frontenac, the main location down near the hill. And you can also, I think, get them online still at Bissinger's.com. So we appreciate all your help. You guys have raised, it'll be just under 700 grand over the past 8 years total. And every year you sponsor 3,200 kids for the backpack program just through the DGS. So we really appreciate what you do. Attorney Mark Cantor is here. He checks in with us about once a month, every 6 weeks. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Talked about what a sad Hanukkah this is, though.
It is a very sad one.
Yeah.
It's dark in the world, but, you know, even one single candle pierces the darkness. And that's basically the Jewish story. And that's why we celebrated Hanukkah for thousands of years. It's perseverance, even in this darkness.
Tell me about Hanukkah. I've always understood it little, but I've never understood it a lot.
So Hanukkah is basically a war story. And it was the story of Jews surviving an attack from the Assyrians. And there was supposed to be enough oil for one night. And the oil lasted for 8 nights. And that's why it's called the Festival of Light.
Uh-huh.
But it's really about perseverance, about survival. In every generation, they've come to destroy us, and we've survived. So a little bit of light, a lot of perseverance pierces the darkness.
As a kid, was it were you clocking like, okay, my friend's over here having Christmas, we're having Hanukkah, they get this, I get that. Like, how was it as a child growing up?
You know, I grew up in a bubble. So, you know, I grew up in a Jewish home, and it wasn't competitive like that ever, and it's still not.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're secular in the world, but religious in our home. And mm-hmm. That's true for my children and my entire family. And our tradition has persevered for thousands of years. I did a DNA test. I'm 99.9% Ashkenazi Jew. I mean, that doesn't happen by coincidence.
Yeah.
That happens because we keep our traditions.
Yeah.
And so I never felt that way. And I love saying Merry Christmas to people. And my law firm, we had a Christmas party this weekend. We had a Christmas party today, and we did the Secret Santas. And I love the American traditions. You know, as a Jewish guy, I believe in many of the teachings of Jesus. I mean, he was a Jew, right? You know, these acts of loving kindness, the things that Paul spoke about are all Jewish ideas. And so it's not a far cry. And, you know, do good, avoid evil. And that's what this celebration is. It's being good and doing the right thing. And there's so much evil in this world. I mean, you look at Biondi Beach and this terrible act of Islamic terror, which is what it is. It's an amazingly destructive force. And it's the same thing that happened in Israel on October 7th. It's ISIS-inspired rage and murder. And it needs to be stopped. So hopefully the world can do that.
Yeah. Masada? Is it Masada?
Masada.
Where you guys made your stand?
Yeah, Masada.
I love that story.
Yeah, Masada. You got to go to Israel and go to Masada. I mean, Masada is a really tragic story. I've been there. You know, I've been to Israel 3 times since October 7th. I'm going in February just to do acts of loving kindness and to assist where we can assist. But Masada was a war story. And it's a mountaintop in the middle of the desert next to the Dead Sea, which is the lowest point on earth. And the Jews were under attack. They had fled from essentially Jerusalem to this mountaintop, and they were able to collect their own water and survive. And rather than be murdered by the Romans, they all committed suicide. And there was a Roman historian named Josephus that recorded it all. And so Masada is a truly remarkable survival story. But, you know, Jews, we've been telling these war stories for thousands of years and surviving them because we persevere. Mm. And we will persevere here, too. And, you know, I believe that all Christians in America should support Israel. It's the foundation of Christianity and obviously Judaism. You know, Jews are from Judea. So, you know, it wasn't my intent to
okay.
Go this deep into it, but you ask me whatever you want, brother.
I enjoy talking about this. We found out that Rabbi Shmuel is a mutual friend.
He is.
And he's been doing the show for 22, 23 of my 25 years. I consider him like a family member now. But he said something decades ago that stuck with me. He said that the concept of forgiveness and mercy was completely new to the world when the Jews introduced it.
Right.
Back during the Torah times.
So it was the idea of a 6-day work week and rest on the seventh. I mean, the Sabbath, all these ideas are uniquely Jewish. It's all, you know, that when we say the Judeo-Christian ethic, it all stems from Judaism. So yes, the rabbis write about that. He's at Eshet Torah, which is the fire of the Torah, which is the 5 books of Moses, which is what you would consider your Old Testament. And I've been to Israel a few times with his co-rabbi, Rabbi Yosef David. So yeah, they're both great men.
Yeah. Have you experienced discrimination yourself in your life?
Of course. I mean, when I went to school in Peoria, Illinois, you know, they were marching with crosses and there was a group called War, White Aryan Race, a guy named Matthew Hale, who later went to federal prison for threatening to kill a judge. I lived at the Hillel house, and he and his henchmen came, and, you know, I'm not a small guy, and I pushed one of them off, and it was a big hoorah and the police and the whole bit. But yeah, for sure. I mean, it's, you know, the way this gets really bad is for good men to stand and do nothing and be silent. And there's been far too much of that. So, you know, when we say these people are out there saying globalize the intifada, well, that's what happened in Australia. Mm-hmm. You know, what does that mean? That means that they want to go, and it's not just Jews that these people want to kill. They're going to come and kill Christians. And, you know, there's no surprise that they just foiled an attack that was going to be, you know, some far left wing group that supports Palestine and is talking about Turtle Island, which is really America, was disrupted in California. You know, no one should be shocked by that. These are terrorist groups, and they're you know, when good people stand silent, that's what happens.
Yeah. I've only really understood anything about extreme Islam or jihadism for, you know, since probably in the late 70s when they, in Iran, they took over the embassy. And it's only been, you know, 30, 40 years since then. But I just, as a modern thinker, I just keep thinking it can't be too many more generations where people of the Islamic faith or who think they're in the Islamic faith keep doing this stuff. It just seems that eventually a generation is going to go, let me get this straight. So you want me to live this kind of life? You want me to sacrifice my life so I can go get these 72 virgins? Like, no sale. No, I don't think so.
So you're thinking like a Westerner. So I studied war and peace in the Middle East. I actually speak Hebrew and went to Hebrew U in Jerusalem. And you're thinking like a Westerner because you're holding those Judeo-Christian values, you know, that we just talked about, acts of loving kindness. And they don't have that. I mean, when we're talking about brutality and to terrorize, they believe non-believers should be terrorized. And that's exactly what they're doing. So with all respect, Dave, that's a naive view. You would think that eventually they would just say, hey, this is ridiculous. We're not, but, you know, that's what Hamas wants and wanted. They don't want a ceasefire. You know, they want to destroy Jews and Christians and Israel, and that's what they're doing. That's their end goal. So really sad, but that's the deal.
Yeah. Do you... So are you a religious Jew, secular Jew?
I'm a conservative Jew.
Okay.
So I'm not Orthodox, but, you know, I don't eat pork and
You believe in God's divine power to lead the Jewish nation where it should go.
Yeah. I mean, you know, those that bless Israel are blessed and those that curse Israel are cursed. And you know, I do believe in God and... so yes, I'm a religious man. I'll light the Hanukkah menorah, and you know, put it in my window, every night for 8 nights. And this is a lesser of a holiday. This is not one of our big holidays, but it's an important holiday.
Yeah.
And so, yes.
Do you have, and I use the word reasonable, I hope that isn't offensive to you, but as an agnostic myself, do you have reasonable hope that things will get better and maybe even better for Israel during our lifetimes?
I would hope so, but it's not looking that way. Israel clearly won the last war against Iran and the Iranian proxies, Hezbollah. But they, and I don't know about Hamas, the jury's out still. They're still alive. They're not all dead and they still want to kill Israel. So the real question is, what about the public opinion? When you see on Biondi Beach and in Australian airports, these pro-Palestinian people marching now and people supporting that, I mean, what kind of a sick, twisted world is that? They're celebrating the death and murder of innocents. I mean, for what reason? Because they're Jewish. They don't like that. That's, to me, is reprehensible and not a good sign. And again, I believe that everyone should stand against that.
Only a couple minutes left in our segment. This was really good, and I appreciate you talking about this. Infinitely more important than the law, but let's squeeze a couple things in here. It's wintertime. You've got slip and falls. You've got accidents. My daughter just had a tiny little fender bender on the Sunday after Thanksgiving, but having kids yourself, you know, like you just don't breathe until they're back to school driving on Highway 70. Just tips if someone does find themselves on the wrong end of an accident.
Well, a few things. You know, first of all, the snow and ice doesn't lower your standard. It raises your standard. You have to drive with the highest degree of care, that degree of care that a very careful person uses under the same or similar circumstance. So you need to be protecting yourself before the accident to prevent it. And after the collision, you need to protect yourself from the insurance company cheating you, you know, from taking a bad statement, from not getting the medical care that you need. And there's a lot of lawyers out there. I would suggest to your audience that you can count on Cantor. We're as good as they get. Cantor injury law is local. We're here. We're boots on the ground. We'll never sell you out. And, you know, the fact that I'm on your radio station talking to you every 4 or 5, 6 weeks, and we can have a free-flowing conversation mm-hmm. about ideas. You know, I'm local. I care about this community.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope that if someone needs a great lawyer, that they call me at Cantor Injury Law. I'm Mark Cantor. I've got a great team. It's 314-628-9999. It's cantorinjurylaw.com. And we're here to help.
And don't underestimate the other side. They're good at what they do.
Right. They're great.
They're charming. They're not going to be mean to you. They're going to be the nicest people you've ever met to try to get you to settle for a couple $1,000.
Spoken like a lawyer that was on the wrong side.
That's right. That's Mark Cantor, Cantor Injury Law. Happy Hanukkah. All the best during the holidays.
Thank you, sir.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, DGS. Go to Sleep says, thanks for doing the stream, guys. I really enjoy it. And Merry Christmas to everyone in the chat. Merry Christmas to you, Go to Sleep. Appreciate everyone who's with us most every day on the stream. You're like a little subset of the DGS. Hope to meet as many of you as possible this Friday from 1 to 5 at the Hardee's on Mid Rivers Mall Drive, just about a quarter mile off of Highway 70. We'll be there from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And we'll be selling some hats and some chocolate. And our girl Adriana is going to be there with some magnets. And it's just a really good vibe, but it's a lot of fun.
I just got a photo of the magnets.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're really cute. They're really nice. They're Dave Glover Show themed. Now, we want to include Leo. Leo is contributing to the magnets as well, but Adriana and Leo have this DGS magnet set.
Leo's a silent partner.
That will be available on Friday, so this is very exciting stuff.
That's very nice. That's very cool.
You know the whole, boy, this is going to be such a big thing to get into in 2 minutes, but the whole like quantum, everything is an infinite possibility wave until it's observed and then it takes form, right? We all know that on the quantum level. And I was thinking about that and thinking like, well, then who observes me? Like you're observing me. So in some ways, I guess it could just be Kevin Wheeler, but I was thinking more like a God. Like if I'm just this infinite possibility wave, I could be anything. I could be Dave. I could be a banana. I could be a whoopee cushion. Like who observes us and then collapses us into a particle? I expect you to know the answer to this.
The aliens.
Okay. Fine with me.
That's my Giorgio answer.
I guess it's not like the birds or anything like that. It's got to be like a higher being.
Yeah, that one kept me up for a while.
Give me birds.
I don't know why, but I find that whole idea to just be silly.
I mean, it's definitely true.
I'm not saying it's not real.
Yeah.
I have no scientific background whatsoever. But like if nobody's observing me, then I don't exist. Or I don't exist in my form. I exist. And can you observe yourself? Is that part of it? Like, well, I'm observing me, so I guess I'm not a particle or a possibility. I'm a me, right?
It's a good question.
Like that's, and I'm not saying any of the science or the math is wrong. Not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's, we have to try to interpret something we cannot fully understand.
Yes.
Where it's the birds, I don't know. Gone up in blue, print blue. It sure looks good on you. And when you smile for the camera, I know I love you better. Girl, don't worry, I've been lied to. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 234. Chris Mikehill and Rocky Marlowe are here from Let It Be Christmas, which is happening at the Kirkwood Performing Arts Center on the 22nd and the 23rd, which I believe are Monday and Tuesday of next week at 7 p.m. Chris, of course, KMOX alum. Everyone knows and loves Chris. Good to see you guys.
Thanks. Yeah, nice to meet to see you, Rocky.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me back. This is fantastic.
Yeah. So obviously I knew you're a musician. You know, we've talked about that all the time.
Air quotes musician. I'm basically eye candy for the band.
I can see that. When you're that sexy.
The go-go dancer.
He is, but he's very modest. Chris is a solid player, guitar player, and he's like a Jose Oquendo. He plays keyboards,
secret weapon,
runs sound. Yeah, secret weapon. He plays guitar, bass when we need him, and then keys and
isn't
guitar.
Talent a weird thing? Like playing sports or being a musician or doing stand up, whatever it is. And when you do it well enough to do it, to perform it, and then you have to come to terms with where am I in the pantheon? You know, like I was just telling you some of the guys that are in my new band.
Right.
And I'm clearly the worst one in the band. Like, clearly. But it's just so weird to kind of go like, I remember in sports, like I was a sprinter and I was always very accurate.
Right.
Like, it's never like, I'm going to kick this guy's ass. It's like, well, he's about a second and a half faster than me. You know, and with music, it's much more ephemeral. But it's kind of the same.
The key is to surround yourself by people who are better than you.
Yeah.
That way you can just kind of hide in the back and like, okay. And I love it that, you know, most of these people are better than me at playing whatever, which is fine, which is great.
So how did this come about,
the show? Rocky, I was his producer back in 92. He was working for radio, and then we had played a bunch of stuff. We did a bunch of church-related stuff, and then take it from there.
We started the Christmas show, Let It Be Christmas, about 16, 17 years ago. And I got an idea about it. Actually, my wife had been traveling in Chicago, and she had heard about a church there that did a show at Christmas called Let It Be Christmas, where they told the Christmas story with the music of the Beatles. And the early days of the internet, I suppose. And I quickly went online to say, what are they doing? And I couldn't find anything. But I was so taken with the idea that I spent the next couple of months writing my own show. And so we did that. We played the first times 2008 or 2009. Chris was there in the basement of a church in Kirkwood, and where I was working at the time. And it was a hit.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what to expect, frankly. You know, you can do something like that and get laughed out of the place. Well, you really don't know. You're going to do the, you know, people would make fun of us. You're going to do the Christmas Story with the music of the Beatles, huh? You know, how are you going to use Dear Prudence, you know? And, you know, and people would, but I don't know.
It completely works. The first time I heard it, it was like, oh, come on. How are you going to make, but in every scene that happens, the audience doesn't know what the next song coming is and is coming. Then you play it and they're like, oh, of course. Perfect. It all fits. And so we got, what, 30-something songs? All yep. Beatles songs. Fantastic. I mean, it's the Beatles.
The show, it's a rock opera. So there's very little, there's no dialogue between the main characters. There is a narrator who kind of keeps up with the backstory and some relative scripture and so forth. But generally speaking, the music advances the plot. So we set up a situation with Mary and Joseph, who at the beginning of the show, they meet each other. And then they begin a relationship. And we have some great Beatles songs that present their falling in love period. And then they have a major falling out when he finds out that his girl is pregnant and he knows it's not by him.
Edgy.
Yes.
It's all set in present day, though.
Yeah, oh, okay. Set present day. So. Yep. And so they have a falling out. And, of course, she has to come to terms with what she's been asked to do. He has to go off and come to terms with what he has to do. And so all of these songs that we find within the Beatles' discography, if you will, that bring about a certain place in a relationship. There's a happy day in the relationship, a sad day in the relationship. And that's the way we put it all together and bring it all together at the very end with really cool, I guess you'd call gospel, maybe rock gospel version of Let It Be.
It's a great version. I never, a lot of the songs we're just doing versions of it and not necessarily just a little snippet mm-hmm. just to get us from one scene to the other. Mm-hmm. So we don't mm-hmm. play the whole song. Sometimes we do play the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some of the songs are very, very familiar Beatle arrangements. And then some of them, because they fit in a certain part of the show, it's an arc of the show. For example, we do I Want to Hold Your Hand, but it's a very laid-back part of the show, a very mellow part of the show, so we do a slowed-down version. We found out years ago when we knew we needed the song for the arc of the show, what a beautiful melody I Want to Hold Your Hand is. And we're used to hearing the raucous version, but it's a beautiful melody, so it fits in a show in a perfect time. So some of the arrangements are Beatle arrangements that you really recognize immediately, and we really try hard to get those, like tribute band level stuff. And then some of them are arrangements that we have done just to fit the show yeah. as they're needed.
Who's a scene stealer in the production? Do you have like a Jimmy Griffin or a Dave Farber that just stands out?
I think the two leads are fantastic.
Yeah.
The two leads are absolutely fantastic. Great voices.
They're actors. So,
yeah. Yes, they
local
are actors.
Yes. And basically we have a Mary character and a Joseph character that are the only actors on stage that interact. But they're both good local actors, great voices. They are required to dance a little bit. Yes. And so they're good at that. So they're a standout. We have a narrator who's a fantastic guy. He's a United Methodist pastor with a beautiful speaking voice and a great way about him. And so he's on and off a lot. But, you know, we have, everybody is so solid. We have a great bass player we've added this year, and our drummer's great. And we have a keyboard player, and the lady's been working with me the whole time, Erica Whitaker. She's done all the Beatles shows since 2009, whenever we started, I always forget, 8 or 9. Or we took a couple of years off, like everybody did, pandemic time, so always confused about how far along we are. But
yeah,
anyway.
The band hasn't played in 5 years, but for 20 years, our biggest show we'd do Tale of Two Johnnies, because I would sing John Lennon, and Dave Cowles was great Johnny Cash. And we would do those back-to-back. And I... was 4 years old with the mumps, last kid in North America to have the mumps, and my dad brought home, which was completely outside my dad's personality, stopped at a yard sale and brought home Meet the Beatles.
Oh, wow.
And we all remember putting it on, the hiss of the record player, and I was just done. I was smitten. I didn't listen to anyone else for probably 10 or 15 years.
Wow.
And so I'm so well versed in the Beatles although I'm not a true musician, I can't tell you, oh, this is where they did the sixth at the end of She Loves You or what have you.
It is.
It is a sixth.
Maybe you do know these
maybe
things.
Maybe I do know these things. Maybe osmosis. Yeah. But just getting into it and performing it as a lifelong Beatles fan, one of the coolest things in my life, as you guys know, because when you're in it, it's almost magical.
It is. We've done, and Chris said, we've been playing music together since the early 90s. Various projects we've done. We've done a lot of classic rock, and we used to do a show in Kirkwood called Kirk Woodstock, where we played music of the late 60s and that kind of thing. And it was very popular, but we found out nothing, still to this day, nothing cuts through like the Beatles. Yeah. And it's amazing how the audience continues to turn over. There's a great Seinfeld joke. Who he says there's no such thing as there's fun for the whole family, and I think our show is
this could be it
fun for the whole family. By the way, you mentioned your dad bringing home Meet the Beatles. I happen to be one of those special people, and it shows my age, but there I am. But sitting on the bed on a Sunday night in 1964 in February and watching the original Beatles appearance on Ed Sullivan, and life changing. I had a guitar within a couple of weeks, and kids up and down the block. One kid got drums for Christmas, and another kid got a bass, and off we went.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's so many. How many people around the world have that same story about seeing the Beatles, and everything changed?
Yeah. Yeah, I was born in September of 64, and my sister was 14 at the time. My brother was 11, and they both remember it. And my brother was a musician. And my dad, till the day he died, swore that Paul McCartney was a woman. And that we would all feel so stupid when we finally found out. But he was just like World War II, hard hat Joe. Couldn't have cared less about the Beatles, but yeah.
Wow.
It's an amazing thing.
When Sgt. Pepper's came out in 67, I think it was.
Yeah.
They were on cover of Time, and my parents at the time were trying to be cool, so they bought the album just because... Well, this is what the kids are listening to.
Yeah.
And they brought it home, and I start looking at it, and I'm listening to it, and that album, it was so perfect and incredible, and it for me, it changed everything in music. Yeah. For me, it's still number one of all the albums out there.
Yeah.
And then you start going back, and you know, some of these songs that we're doing, like Because.
Oh, my. Yeah.
That's really high-end vocal parts. Yes. Some really complex stuff.
And it's just amazing. You don't have to be a musician to appreciate this. But it helps if you are, that from like 61, 62, when they're playing in the Cavern Club and playing Little Richard and stuff like that, to the White Album.
Right.
In like 8 years is impossible. It's impossible.
Their arc, I don't think there's any been other group of musicians that had so many songs in such a short period of time that were just brilliant.
Yeah, and you think about like Revolver, Rubber Soul, and one other, I forget which one is in that line. But all within 18 months, those three albums,
right?
All within 18 months.
When they got off the road, which I think like Busch Stadium in 66 might have been their last road show, either here or San Francisco, but the whole touring thing had gotten to them. And so they wanted to explore some other kinds of music. And it used to be, you know, back in the day, if you're out of you're a band, you get studio time. And we've got a couple of hours, and we've got to get this many songs done. And they got to a place where they had a studio all day. And they kind of like redefined what it means to record music. And so that's why a lot of this really cool stuff came out of, you know, continually working their ideas and working their ideas with each other and different musical parts, guitar parts, different styles. And that's what that, you know, great period in the late 60s when they were experimenting so much. And
That's Chris Myhill and Rocky Marlowe. The show is Let It Be Christmas at the Kirkwood Performing Arts Center next Monday and Tuesday, the 22nd and 23rd at 7 p.m. What's the best way to get tickets?
Metro Tix.
Okay.
And it looks like our first show Monday night's pretty well sold out, maybe a single ticket here or there, but there's still some left for Tuesday. Oh, and also they're giving tickets away on the KMOX morning show.
Great. Awesome.
So, Thank you, boys. Good way to get
How'd you
ticket?
Get that hook up?
Yeah.
You know. I know some people around here. Yeah.
Good to see you guys. Chris, yeah, always
nice
good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you guys. Future world lies from. I remember
the 35 sweet goodbyes. Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't.
Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you put me on the Wolverine of 250 DGS. Happy Tuesday. Hope you guys get some time off around the holidays. You guys do anything for New Year's Eve? Is that a thing for you guys?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Not much of anything. I think I'm working that day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's not till midnight, obviously. Yeah.
I think I'm going to just do a dinner and then get home early and go
to sleep. Oh, yeah, you told me where you're going. That's great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, New Year's is so weird for me because my band played at the Hyatt, I think it was 8 years in a row. That was crazy because they would do 3,000 people.
Yeah.
3,000 people. It was nuts. And I've told this before, but every gig down there felt exactly the same because they would put us in a hotel room, you know, individually, not all this at once like the Beatles. And I would watch Twilight Zone Marathon and then Greg Hull, my bass player, would be behind the stage eating little cheese cubes from the buffet, and then like, okay, am I going to stay? Am I going to try and go home? Because I would never drink. Because if I went home, then you're in trouble. But yeah, I didn't have any New Year's with the girls or with Phoebe because I was always playing.
Yeah, even when I was in college age, we never made a big deal out of New Year's. Like the best stuff the best New Year's things we've ever done is just like you get together with a group of friends, whether it's six of them or 12 of them or whatever. That's always the best. It's at somebody's house. It's chill. It's fun, but it's not like nonstop noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're with friends, it's kind of nice to be able to, I don't know, talk to your friends.
Jimmy Griffin just texted me. When we were talking to My Hill and Rocky about the Beatles, and when I brought up what they did in those three albums in 18 months, and he said Spin Magazine did a thing about the 100 greatest rock bands of all time. The Beatles were number one. The first sentence was, imagine if NSYNC turned into Radiohead in 3 years. Kind of
interesting.
Captures what the Beatles did. And I was
I was so into the early Beatles that I rejected the late Beatles. I was so into just like the power pop, the 2.5 minute songs, She Loves You and I Want to Hold Your Hand. Then when I heard like I'm the Walrus and the White Album, I'm like, oh no, that's not for me. That's devil music right there. And it took me like into my adulthood to really get into those later albums. And now I really far prefer them.
Yeah. That's the good era.
The late 70s?
Or the late 60s? The later stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't do the...
Poppy.
Yeah, I can't do that. But I can do a lot of the other stuff. I can do the Sgt. Pepper's album and all that.
I like it all.
Me too.
No, I get that. Yeah, I mean, I can see why. I just like, if you're asking me which I prefer, I wouldn't... Like, if you look at my iPhone on my iTunes, there's nothing of the early stuff. But you'll have some of the older ones on there.
I'm not sure which I prefer. Like, I wasn't raised to listen to it in, like, two separate eras.
Yeah.
I was just raised that it's all the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the Beatles 1. Enjoy. You know what I mean?
Like, I was just going to say, do you guys remember the Beatles 1?
Oh, yeah. That
came out in 2000.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Ultra platinum on my, you know, 10-year-old tape player.
I obviously love John Lennon and have had so much fun doing the John Lennon stuff with the band. I love his later vocals, but his early vocals, which are just raw, scraping the bottom of a garbage can, cavern club, just ripping it. I don't think there's ever been anyone that could scream like John Lennon. Like Rob Halford and guys like that.
Let me introduce you to some of my friends, Dave.
Yeah, but there's a difference, though. There's a difference.
I agree.
There's a difference between roar and just.
Kevin is so mad you're using this to describe I Want to Hold Your Hand.
No, listen. If not for John, the other stuff doesn't follow.
Doesn't happen, no.
That's right.
And as I understand it, the lore is that they when they were doing one of their first albums, they did it all like in a day. And when they were recording, what the hell is it? Twist and Shout. That John had done so many takes and so much singing, and George Martin basically called him a puss. And what you hear on Twist and Shout is him just ragged doing that take, and then he didn't speak for like 2 weeks after that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.